welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Groovy. Yeah. Oh, hey, look at those moves.
Woo!
All right, Charlie. Oh, break it down. Whoa, splits. I didn't know you could do splits while tap dancing at the same time. That's amazing. Man, that boy could dance.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice.
And
scene.
Done. That was exhausting.
Oh, man.
Where did I even get tap shoes from?
I don't know. I learned that myself. I heard you coming up the walk, though.
This is off in 3D.
In 3D.
Some of the Visorale stuff.
Yep.
Which could be good or bad. I don't know.
Yeah, could be.
Well, here's an interesting thing.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel, percentage-wise, that you dislike more of his early songs or his later songs?
Huh. I would have to lean towards early, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you had to.
Yeah, if I had to.
I feel like
dislike is a tough word.
A lot more missteps in the first.
Lower end of the rankings.
Yes, exactly. I think. And
they're still good. They're still Weird Al.
I think that makes sense to me.
He's gotten better. Yeah, he's gotten better and better. But then again, our first two albums, there's some stuff that's just fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just hits or miss.
Hits or miss.
Yeah.
Maybe he just has a better screening. He also
more time
in the second one. So like 3 years, we'll be talking about a song in two episodes where he actually records the song. Like it comes out 4 years after the original song comes out.
Yeah.
So sometime.
Yep.
This is, released in 1984.
Uh-huh.
It was on the B side of Edith's 45 single.
Okay.
So that's how it got out there.
Okay.
And I'm done.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
No, this song it's never been a huge one for me. Like a really, it's not like one I listen to a lot. I'll skip it sometimes. It's fun, but it obviously does not age well.
Yeah.
This one would get you kicked out of school just singing it.
Yeah.
It's very much a bully song. Mm-hmm. He has a few bully songs. So this is one of those.
It's got a comeuppance, kind of.
It does.
You know,
I have a story about that.
It is a little evil. I did on the Weird Al wiki. It claims it's Meatloaf and Billy Joel.
I could kind of sort of hear that.
Meatloaf won, I think, sort of Bat Out of Hell, kind of.
Yeah.
And you can kind of sort of get it. And I almost at moments think maybe he's talking about Meatloaf.
Hmm. Can Meatloaf dance?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Just because in my head, if he's talking about Meatloaf and being mean about it, maybe the reason he never says it's a Meatloaf parody is because he doesn't want to be obvious about it. So that's my working around. I
always envision that boy as someone like really, really, really skinny.
Yeah. Oh, that's a possibility.
I never thought of him as like a Meatloaf kind of like big, goofy ogre kind of guy. I don't know. I don't know.
The other funny thing to me is a lot of times on Wikipedia, they have they talk about each of the originals.
Yeah.
In the Wikipedia for In 3D,
uh-huh.
It completely doesn't talk about this song at all.
Wow.
Almost like...
It's like this one doesn't exist.
Almost like somebody forgot that it exists.
It is a very forgettable song.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm not a huge fan of Meatloaf or really Billy Joel. I can kind of hear it with a like heavy piano kind of thing, like a little bit of a story to it. Yeah. So, yeah, I could kind of sort of see that, but not being a very big fan of either one of those artists, it'd be hard for me to nail that down.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I had a little bit of a story about this song.
Okay.
Not really about it, but about what the song represents.
Were you that boy that could dance?
I could not dance. Mm-hmm. I could relate in other ways.
So you were just a jerk.
I was just a scrawny little four-eyed freak, whatever he says. No, I mean, I can't think how to say this. I was watching the most recent Chris Rock comedy special.
Okay.
The last couple of days. And he has a bit about the world needs bullies. Kids need bullies. That's his bit.
Okay.
You know, we can't have a world without bullies because kids don't learn how to, like, you know, deal with stuff. They need to learn how to stand up for themselves and resolve conflicts. And you need a bully. You know, like Facebook wouldn't exist if, you know, Zuckerberg didn't get bullied.
Yeah.
Microsoft wouldn't exist if Bill Gates didn't get bullied. So it's like this, we need bullies. We need to push kids, you know, to have, you know, like, I'll show them. So it's like, that's kind of like the feeling that I get about this song. It's kind of the same thing. Like it doesn't hold up anymore because that culture is so more frowned upon than it was back then.
Which is weird.
It's a good thing, but it's also could be like a double-edged sword, because I can see where he's coming from. Not that bullying should be done, but I can kind of see, like, yeah, I mean, if these kids aren't allowed to have any kind of conflict, or, you know, they won't ever be able to deal with anything negative or deal with any kind of conflict resolution.
Did Orson accidentally walk into the room?
I think maybe. No, I'm just like saying there's that song and that bit kind of like, I can kind of think about that. Yeah. And like, it's weird. I mean, because you don't see that really like anymore.
Well, and it is interesting because you almost have to think that Al like sided with the subject of the song.
Of course, yes.
Not the narrator. And yeah. So from that standpoint, then you kind of understand that, like, the narrator is clearly
not a nice guy.
Not a nice guy himself. Right. And so he's seeing everything through his his eyes. So therefore, all the negatives are probably actually not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah.
The other guy's just trying to justify it, kind of thing.
He's also not, like, really saying it, like, how to explain it? Like, in a bad way. He's not saying, like, you know, I hate this guy.
No.
He's just saying, like, observation-wise, like, this guy was such a little twerp. We used to make fun of him all the time. And now he's, like, a billionaire. Man, I wish I could be just like this guy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of admirable. I mean, it is, admiring
it's
it.
Weird.
It's a very odd
it's
thing.
Very
like,
strange.
Man, this kid we used to pick on all the time. We were ruthless to this kid. But now look at him. So it's that's kind of, like, the same thing Chris Rock was saying. Like, you know. It's kind of true, because, like, I mean, it's so hard. I mean, obviously, you don't want kids to be going through that, because we all remember being teased and picked on. It sucked.
Yeah.
But then again, it kind of forms you. Like, my warped sense of humor and everything I would be wouldn't be what it is if I hadn't been, you know, picked on and had to use this, you know, self-defense of comedy and, you know, trying to make them laugh. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's got to be at levels. I mean, you can't have, like, psychopath bullying, but I think teasing shouldn't be stamped down as much as it is. I mean, kids need
to be... Whoa, you're getting all political.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, craziness, but you listen to the song, like, wow, that would not fly anymore, and it's really bad. A lot of things he's saying is extremely rude.
So you'd replace it with "that boy could make laughs.
No, dancing is fine. You're not getting to dance. It's a great thing.
No, for you personally.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, yes. Yeah,
that boy could make laughs.
Something like that.
That boy
I don't
could
know.
Make
I mean,
laughs.
Yes, I am getting really weird and political, but it's just one of those songs you listen to and you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It makes you think, like, that just doesn't happen anymore. And, like, what could be the ramifications of that?
No, I understand.
It's so weird.
I understand the psychological effects of that, both positive and negative.
Right.
And the question is, at what point is the level... Where is the line?
Yeah, where should people step in?
Between pushing and... Yeah.
That's so weird, yeah.
But yeah, so let's talk about the lyrics a little bit.
Yes.
Best one... Well, I don't know if it's best. It's hard because all the lyrics are mean.
Yeah, I know, right?
I do kind of like Jimmy the Geek.
Yeah.
Because it's from Jimmy the
Greek. Where's Orson?
Yeah, which is an old person.
What was he, like, not a bookie?
Something like that, yeah.
Not really, but he did predictions... For, like, bookies. Always pick the winner, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to pick a winner in a boxing match, you go to Jimmy the Greek, and he would tell you who's going to win.
Exactly.
But, yeah, no one knows that
Nobody
anymore.
Knows it. Nobody.
So that's, right off the bat, kids don't understand.
That's okay. Nobody's listening to the song anymore anyways.
Exactly.
Just our Jimmy podcast could make, like, a spike in the, like, people listening to this song.
He was a dumb-looking, scrawny little four-eyed freak.
Yep.
Yeah.
Women would scream when he walked in the door, but I think that's actually said it as a positive.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, it is. That's one of those lines, like, wow, that's clever. Because is it like, what are they screaming? That's like one of those, like, lines, like, you know, the Jurassic Park, you know, the lawyers aren't all that bad.
Yeah.
Kind of line.
Yeah.
I like
it's
that.
Got a double
that's a really good line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Afraid of cars is a little weird.
Yeah, but I guess you want to hear the rhymes of the, you know, complexion
Mars.
That resembles the surface of Mars.
Yeah, pizza face kind
what
of thing.
What else would
great.
You rhyme right with Mars? Yeah, he couldn't hang around in bars. No, nothing.
He didn't like the guy from Metallica, Lars?
No, he was always afraid of Lars. Because he downloads songs all the time.
Exactly. He used to stare up at the stars.
Yeah, see.
The stars and Mars are
always afraid of
cars.
He never passed his driver's test. Mm. He was always afraid of cars. I mean, it makes sense. He's like, you know.
Guars?
That's scary.
That's scary.
Yeah,
exactly.
It makes sense. It's not. It's a stretch of a line, but it makes sense. He justified it with the never passes driver's test.
Yeah. No, he does.
I know people who are, like, you know, afraid to drive. They don't trust themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know people like
that. What's your favorite lyric?
My favorite lyric is, my favorite line is, His hair was a mess. His clothes didn't fit. He smelled pretty bad and he drooled just a bit. But you gotta admit, boy, that boy could dance.
Yeah. I think I just like the end. Yeah, he got his own TV show. Now he owns half of Montana, which is so random. It's funny. They all call him Diamond Jim. And if you know, I'd do anything if I could be like him.
Yep.
There you go. Just like him.
Because he got him. Or something
like
that.
Yeah.
That's a good ending.
A fun thing about this to me, there's a guy on the internet, Nathan Rabin, from NathanRabin.com. That's R-A-B-I-N. He's also doing sort of a song-by-song work through of the discography of Weird Al. And he loves this song.
Really?
He just gushes about it in his thing. You know, it only pops up every once in a while when I see it. Like when it pops up in the first like 5 Google searches. So okay. I don't look at them all the time.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, this one popped up relatively quickly. Because not many things are on
what
the internet.
What does he gush about? Is he like a Meatloaf fan or?
I don't know. He just
is
loves
he a dancer?
I don't know.
Was he a bully?
I don't know. Maybe we should have him on the show and maybe he would talk to him about it.
Sure.
I'm not sure why, but like, I mean, I don't remember exactly what he said, but like,
okay.
the whole thing was like how amazing it was. And it was just
Everyone has different tastes. I mean, musically, it's a good song. I mean, it's got some really good, you know, the band really shows off in the song.
Yeah.
It's got a great melody. It's a fun song to listen to. It just does not hold up at all with the lyrics. It's pretty mean. It's one of Weird Al's kind of meaner songs for sure. Mm-hmm. It's one I don't really want my kids to listen to.
Okay.
It's just a lot of insults.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Fat and Grapefruit Diet kind of have a lot of insults in them as well, but those are all, like you said, they're kind of like self.
Yeah.
This is on someone else, and not many of his songs are like really insulting someone else like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does say it in kind of a positive, admiring way, but still.
Yeah, and it's insulted, and that guy ends up being the winner, and the narrator wants to be that person. And you can sort of, like we said, identify Al as the as the subject, not the narrator.
I'm sure he was picked on, of course.
But yeah, so it's a little strange. I completely understand. A lot of people also kind of thought this, compared this song to Skater Boy by Alanis, whatever the other girl's name is.
Wow, I can't think of her name either. Wow, Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. Where it's sort of like, you thought he was horrible, and that was great. Which I thought was really cool. I honestly liked Skater Boy, but I thought Avril was like 26.
Yeah.
So it was sort of like hindsight kind of thing.
Nope.
But then I found out she was like 18 or something 18, like that. Yeah. And I was like, oh, now it's just a kid saying stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I really as like a 26-year-old looking back and being like, hey, I fell in love with this guy, you all thought he was stupid, but now he's on TV. I was dumb. I didn't go for this guy, and now he's amazing. Like looking back as an adult, I thought it was a really cool song. But as a person who isn't even old enough to look back, you're like, oh,
yeah,
that
I can
sounds
see that.
Cool.
I actually would rather listen to Skater Boy than this song, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's rate Skater Boy.
Okay, I'll give that a 3. No, I don't know. Sure. Are we going to go to ratings?
Oh well, honestly, do it. Skater Boy is a 3. I think it's a 3 for me too.
Sure, Skater Boy is a 3.
Yes.
Wait. We had to do Skater Boy for all Avril Lavigne songs, so I'm gonna have to give that a 5.
Really?
I don't know any of our other songs, and I like it. I mean, I know a couple of our other songs, and I like this one the best.
No, for Weird Al songs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Okay, so.
Jeez.
So what about That Boy Could Dance?
1.5.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Only because the music is good.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 2 just to be different than you.
I thought you were going to go to a 1.
No. It is musically, like, I appreciate some of the music behind it, I think. So we'll try it out like that.
So you said just straight out 2.
2, yeah.
All right. Cool.
What do you think of That Boy Could Dance?
I just told you.
No,
not
you.
Are you okay?
The listener, stop that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're looking at me when you said it.
The 200th time you've made that joke. It's not funny. you know the rule of threes? It's threes, not 300.
Well, what if someone's only listened to this as their third episode they've listened to?
Well, then...
then they think it's funny.
They should go back and listen to more episodes.
I think it's funny.
Okay. Well, okay, as long anyways, as
you. What do you people out there think?
Okay. Yeah. So call us up at 302-72-WEIRD. We're on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Just type in We're All Yankovics and you'll find us. And that's it for this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Wait, no.
Yeah.
You said something else?
No. We'll be back in a couple of days with another episode.
Fantastic. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now we